come along to the Radio Star Podcast, episode 2.
Well, thank you. Last week we spoke with Liz Gogol. Liz is the presenter of Middays on Fresh 101.1 in London, Ontario, in Canada. She also hosts the Canada's Rock 20 Countdown every weekend on various stations. You can read the whole article in Presenter Weekly, which is out every...
Ooh, Mondays.
Correct.
Bright and early.
Correct. Not so bright, but definitely early, as they say in the radio. All our answers are on that one. If you want to subscribe to that one, just drop us an email, onaircoach@gmail.com, and we'll add you to the list. All our answers are there, but we did want to ask a few questions that, so you could hear them. Like, how does presenting a countdown show, how's that different from presenting a regular show?
Well, for me, I do a day-to-day show. I am middays at 103 Run Fresh Radio in London, Ontario, and it's a pop radio station for the most part. And then the syndicated countdown that I do called Canada's Rock 20 is a rock music countdown. So in that sense, they could not be more different in terms of the content that I need to research and mine and go through to put each of these shows together. Now, with a countdown show, there is a lot more research going into it because I've got 20 songs, the biggest rock songs in Canada right now, and I need to, you know what's going on with each of those bands that are on the countdown. Of course, just staying up to date with like the current rock news as well to put that stuff in there. There's themed shows. Just did a themed show for St. Patrick's Day. Did a Christmas show and different things like that as well. So the research side of it is pretty different in that way because I'm the host of this show, so I'm expected to be knowledgeable. I'd like to be knowledgeable about the rock music world. And also the scripting with a countdown show, I research and then I write my script. I write and edit my script. I also find my own clips and then I record those clips myself and edit them and all of that. And then I have to actually record myself doing the countdown. And then I have a producer. I send all of these pieces to him and then he puts that show together.
How similar is the on-air version of you to the off-air version?
This is so funny because I don't think I have a radio voice. But because of the pandemic, my husband has been at home a lot more and he's been able to hear me working from home and talking on the radio a lot more. And he would absolutely say that I have a radio voice and it is definitely different from my real voice. I bet me answering these questions is in my radio voice a little bit, which would be different if we were just sitting down and having a beer, which is so funny because it happens without even thinking about it now. And the way I've been trained in radio since I started as an intern and then doing overnights and weekends at The Edge in Toronto, I have always been coached to announce in a way and present in a way where I am talking to my best friend. So that has been really drilled into me to not fall into that announcery style of talking. But definitely On Air Liz is like the dialed up version of regular Liz. Still the same, but you know, the volume's turned up a little bit.
What does the Liz now do differently than the Liz of 10 years ago?
You know, just that that question right there, 10 years ago. It'll be next year. It'll be in 2022 that I have been paid to talk on the radio for 10 years, which is just wild. And thinking back to those first shifts that I ever did, I didn't know who Liz was. Well, like I knew who Liz was, but I didn't know who she was going to be on the radio. And I didn't have the confidence to just be that version of myself. So I definitely would listen to other female radio announcers and learn a lot from them and probably maybe even sounded a lot like them from time to time. And really recently, my dad lives in the area and he was listening to a station from a small town just outside of where I live. And he said, "Oh, you have to hear this girl on the radio. She sounds just like you. The way she paces herself, it's just like you. Just, I feel like she must have been listening to you." And and trying to learn from you. And now she sounds just like you. So I cannot fault that person. I'm not mad at that person at all if say that was the case. And truthfully, I have not heard this person, so I don't know if she sounds just like me. But definitely 10 years ago, I probably mimicked some of my favorite female radio people to try and steal their confidence a little bit until I could figure out who I was and have the confidence to be myself 100% of the time.
And you can read all those answers from Liz Gogel from Fresh 101.1 in the Presenter Weekly Newsletter. That's the ad over. That was a good ad, wasn't it? Available at all good news agents. Top shelf, though it's a bit rude. No, it's not. You're a bit rude. Who are you looking at?
Just looking at you.
Can't blame you.
You are?
Fuck off.
The next piece of content is X-rated. Please don't have your kids around. You sound like Gordon Ramsay.
Seriously.
The Gordon Ramsay of radio males.
I know. I'm going to start getting this reputation as being this narky bastard. But I'm after looking up a presenter's profile here who's been in a gig for 4 years, over 4 years, right? From journalist to street team. Right now, here's the description of what this person does.
Go on.
Presenter and multi-platform content coordinator. I mean,
it's just one of those fancy names for what?
The fuck, excuse the language. What the fuck is a multi-platform content coordinator? Now, I think I know what that is. Do you know what that
it's
is?
Probably
eh?
Somebody who just does their own show and produces it. Okay. Does their prep, plays their own music.
Right, let's look at it, right? So a presenter, right, so you got an on-air gig, well done.
Got a producer.
Okay, hasn't got a producer. Who's got a fucking producer now? So you're a presenter, multi-platform. Okay, so FM, radio, DAB is a platform, so you're on the air. Online is also...
Who does have a producer anymore cutting costs?
Online is also a platform. So you're on air and you got a TikTok account and you're a content coordinator, so you coordinate the shit that you put online. So in other words, you do a gig and you have a fucking TikTok account. Why do we need to say we're a presenter and multi-platform content coordinator?
And if anybody else has more fancy names like that, you can text us now.
Yeah, we'd really love to know what your take on that. You know the number by now. It's 1-800-ASK-ME-ARSE. And as all the great radio DJs say, we've got more of that coming up next.
After these. So we got 7 days left to Radio Star 21.
7 days before entry dates.
Days before we start taking entries.
That's what I was trying
Radio
to say.
Radio Star.
Yes. 29th, March. It's going to be an amazing deal because last year, I have to let you in on something. Tracy gets incredibly excited at the prospect of what may come in. Now, you know Christmas, remember when you were a little one at Christmas morning and you realised it was Christmas morning and you crept down the stairs and just before you opened the door to see what was there, you're like that. I'm not kidding, right?
I cannot wait.
She literally cannot wait. Wakes up every morning clapping hands going, oh, it's only 6 days, oh, only 9 days. Oh.
I have a countdown actually going on the social media at the moment. Every single day I'm telling you how many days are left. It's
that's very
the countdown.
True.
It is like the countdown to Christmas. And I cannot wait to hear the entries.
March 29th.
We've had a little sneak peek of some of the boot campers and what they're doing and how they get their entries prepared. And it's just so exciting. It really is.
Last Thursday, as we're recording this, we held our Q&A with our boot campers and we had four of last year's finalists on with us. There were Alice, Andrew Bowen, Frank Rizzo and David Wooldridge all joined us as well to answer questions, which is really cool of them. They gave up like an hour of their time last Thursday.
They were so good and they gave some brilliant, brilliant advice.
My favourite question, actually there were two, one of them was though, how do you win? Like, okay, that's a good, that's
obvious
getting right to
question.
It. And the simple answer was, and it sounds real cliche, doesn't it? But be yourself and just give a little more than everybody else. As in, be a little different. Give us a sniff that you can do something different. And then as you go on the competition, you can really show that. But just that little sniff that, ooh, there's something else here. It's not just Jim or Jane Jock telling the time, temp and coming up next.
And talk to me. Don't talk at me. Please, just talk to me. Build that connection with me. I'm the listener.
The other question I liked was, what was the worst part of Radio Star 2020 for you? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And that was funny because they had to think.
The four of them were put on the spot for that. And they were kind of like, we really had fun. But there was a few things they didn't. The challenges.
Yes, that's exactly it. Some of them were saying like, doing the video was a bit difficult because they weren't great at video. David Woldridge is very funny because he said the hardest part for him was the challenge where he was allowed to talk about anything for any length of time in his link. Because he said, I need a rule, I need a direction. And he said, like, where do you bloody start? And he's right, where the hell do you bloody start? It's like, imagine you're on air and you're told, you know, okay, what do you expect from me from this gig? And the PD just says, go in there and do whatever the hell you want. You go, I don't know what to do now.
Just talk.
Or just play music, whatever. It's like, oh shit, what do I do? So it was interesting.
It's probably the hardest to prep, isn't it?
Because what do you prep?
Exactly.
That's it, yeah.
Because there's so much choice, there's endless choice. How do you do that perfect link? If you're given direction, at least you have kind of like a guidelines, you have a focus, you have a picture in your head where you're going to go with the link.
That was the whole idea of doing that, wasn't it? To see what you could do if you were given carte blanche to do whatever you want. All the info on onaircoach.net for Radio Star 21. And we are really looking forward. I say we. Well, I mean, I'm excited, but I don't think you've slept in a week, Tracy, waiting for the entries for Radio Star 21. On March 29th is when we open the gates.
I cannot wait.
I told you. We do wish to ever have the inclination to follow On Air Coach on social media. We're very serious and grown up on LinkedIn. You'll find us there. We've two separate accounts for that, though. I don't know how that happened. They were just set up ages ago. I've got the Nails Mahoney one. You've got Tracy Lee on LinkedIn. But anyway, we're both there. We're just not On Air Coach. Twitter, it's On Air Coach, at On Air Coach. And also,
Tracy Lee On Air.
So you've got your own one.
And you've got your own one.
Well, I've got the Nails Mahoney one, but I never use that. That's easy, yeah. Follow at On Air Coach. We retweet each other anyway. Facebook. Now, here's a minefield for you. We've got the presenter.
Sometimes they want to talk to me and sometimes they want to talk to you.
Sometimes I just talk.
Don't take it personal.
Sometimes I talk to myself. It's the only time I get a word in. Facebook, we have the forum, if you want to join us on that. We also have our On Air Coach page, which Tracy curates. So that was almost as complicated as, hey, you want to get in touch with us? Here's the fax, phone, carrier pigeon, text line numbers. But anyway, you get it. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn. We don't do Instagram.
We don't do TikTok.
We're a bit bleeding old for TikTok, don't you think? What am I going to do? Like some sort of dance? Hey, look, it's me being all dancey-dancey on TikTok. I'm not doing that. No, I'm too bloody old for TikTok. Shake off with your TikTok. Leave that to the youngins. Leave that to the youngins. They can have their TikTok. Now, during the week as well, Tracy was immersed up to her ears. In air checking and monitoring.
I was diving deep into air checks.
Before you go off on your tangent here, can I just say, Tracy says to me, I'm going to start listening to some audio, right? So the headphones go on. She's got a pair of Beats, right? The headphones go on. And she says, I'll put the headphones on so you can't hear it, Nails. Now, here's Tracy with the headphones off, right? It sounds like this. And she says, I'll put the headphones on now so you can't hear it. And here's what I hear. They're up so freaking loud that I still hear everything anyway, so you might as well just keep them off. I'm saying it to you now publicly. Keep the headphones off. It doesn't make a damn.
No, but then you say, no, I've had enough for today. And I go, no, I want to keep going.
Oh, well, then put the headphones on. Jesus, have a bit of concern, will you? But you were saying, because you were listening to one particular radio station.
One particular radio station.
All day on.
Which one is it?
Today, which is recording today. It's Monday. They say Monday? Today's Monday. Yeah, because the weekend, we worked all weekend. So you were listening all day Monday to one particular top 40 radio station. And I'm saying it to you because you know this already. What am I saying it to you for? You came away with a conclusion. Tracy, what's your conclusion?
Did yes. I just think they've all got the same template, same link template.
Yeah, who, the jocks? The presenters?
Yeah, just like saying the same thing all the time.
Like what?
For every link.
Go on, give us some. Give us some.
A bit of this coming up.
A bit of that, yeah.
What do you think? I'd like to know. Tell us. Text us now. Coming up next. It's on the way. Here's today's.
Oh, here's today's like top song or something?
But in the meantime.
All right, okay. Oh, yeah. So it's Crutches and Cliché template.
Kicking off the air with.
I did a tweet on that today, kicking off the air with. And it was an American footballer kicking a ball. I said, the presenter's kicking off the air with Pink. What are you kicking off your air with? As in, what the hell does that even mean? Hey.
Anyway.
Hey, guess what? It's the early afternoon. I'm going to kick off the air with a sandwich. What are you kicking the air? You know, well, just to say anyway, did you?
Anyway.
Well, anyway is the most dismissive thing you can say in the world, isn't it? You can give a lecture and then at the end of it go, Well, anyway, which basically dismisses everything you just said.
Right here on.
Right here. Only here is when we used to use.
Only here on. Right after?
Right after. Right after.
But before all that.
Oh, before. See, this is what we say. If it doesn't sound right in the real world, then it's wrong.
Or maybe.
Here's the example, right?
As always.
Here's the example. I'm going to make some dinner.
Of course.
But before all that, here's a cup of tea. You know, like no one's.
If my mind serves me correctly.
If my what?
Mind serves me correctly.
Wow. That's
apparently.
Yeah, that's a classic apparently, isn't it? If my mind serves
it's me.
It's me.
On the radio.
Oh, it's no one else.
With you.
With me. You and me. Oh, thanks for that.
Stay right there and keep it locked.
No one said keep it locked, did they? Did someone say keep it locked?
One.
Wow. Okay.
I'll tell you after this.
I'll tell you after this. Very good. It reminds me of that guy we saw. He was an American comedian. And he said, you're listening to the radio. The presenter says, coming up in the next 7 minutes, we'll play the new song by such and such. He said, imagine being the guy that hangs around 7 minutes to hear that song. In other words, no one's hanging around anymore. They're not doing it anymore. You got to think up new ways to hook me. And you won't hook me by saying...
I can imagine. It's not that easy.
You won't hook me by saying, coming up next.
That kind of thing.
You're not going to hook me by telling me what's coming up next only. And by making sure I stay here. Make sure you stay here.
I know, like.
You're just spouting these things at me, aren't you?
That kind of stuff.
Okay, and one of the reasons we talk about this is for Radio Star, right? If you're sending in an entry for Radio Star, don't forget, we've got judges from all over the world listening to your audio.
And absolutely.
So if you start doing this crap, they're not even listening to the whole audio. If you have 90 seconds, they're not even listening to 9.
As well.
As well as, indeed. Thanks for bringing that up. Oh, definitely, definitely.
At least it makes a change from Yes Indeedy.
Ah, well, Yes Indeedy is well and truly buried. God bless its heart. It served as well.
I don't know.
Oh, it has to be. Was that another cliche or did you really not know?
Everything's a cliche with me.
Yeah, it becomes that after a while. No, Yes Indeedy's, it served as well. But bless its heart, it's gone. And if somebody's resurrecting it, well, then that's grave robbing. And you really shouldn't be. Leave Yes Indeedy alone. It served its time. The whole point for a Radio Star is you will be actually destroyed if you put stuff like that into your links. Because they're not talking to you.
They're just filling words, really.
That's all they are.
Talk to me. Talk to me like you talk to your best friend.
Yeah, just use words that I use. Use tone that I use. And don't talk through your nose. I hear so many people talking like that. Hi, how you doing? It's great to be here.
And finally, what are you? Are you the radio presenter? A radio host? Are you a radio jockey? Yeah. Broadcaster?
I remember the person I worked with in Canada said he was a radio host, Jeff Woods. And Jeff said he's a host because he liked to curate the music and talk about the music.
So he hosts the program.
Yeah. So he said it's like a dinner party. He says if you come to my house for a dinner party or for lunch, I don't expect you to make the dinner. I will make it and I'll present it for you. And there's the food. You could make this, but I've made it for you. And here it is now, you know, and enjoy it. So he's hosting it.
In America, you've got the announcer.
You got the announcer, which is real old school. You know, just coming up at 7:35. We got this, that. But they still call themselves announcers. Yeah, for sure.
Radio DJ.
But what was the one you found today?
Oh, today I was looking through LinkedIn profiles. I'm going around the whole world doing my radio review and listening to radio around the world. And I came across this new title. I've never seen this one before. Radio Character.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. Radio Character. Animated version of yourself,
well,
is it?
No, not necessarily. Well, there's that old expression... Oh, that
is it supposed to be an animated version of yourself? Is that what they're trying to say? I'm an animated version of myself. My usual self that you see and you hear me in real life. I'm just that little bit more animated on the radio.
You know that expression in Ireland where we say if somebody's funny, they say he's a real character. Ah, that fella's a real character.
Yeah,
okay, so you could look at it like that. Or the other part of it is it's a part of your character. It's a characteristic of who you are. Because we always say when we're coaching people, don't we? We say you have to change a little bit on the radio. You can't be the same because you're a different person if you're talking to a doctor, to a child, or to a dog.
Personality.
Yeah.
I'm a radio personality. I like that term. That's good. That kind of describes who you are on air.
Okay. Let character sit for a while and see if it lands softly on you for the next week. And come back in the next podcast and we'll ask you, how do you feel about character now?
I don't know, radio character. It kind of, you picture them cartoonized. Cartoonized.
No, that's why I said wait a week. Wait a week. Things have to settle. Wait a week. See how you feel in a week. If you hate it in a week, that's fair enough.
It's almost like if you're calling yourself a radio character, you got to have an avatar of a cartoon character of yourself.
Unless characteristic is an abbreviation. Characters are an abbreviation of characteristic.
So if there's artists out there, they'll actually get some work doing animations for DJs and radio.
And why is abbreviation such a big word anyway?
Would you think that this title is going to stick, Nails? Radio character. Okay, the microphone's going to you. Take over.
Do I think character will stick? I'm gonna do one of those answers that will come back to haunt. You know those ones like the guy said the Beatles never get anywhere. They're not hiring 4-piece bands anymore. Nah, I don't think it will. But it's fun to play around with these new titles, isn't it? That's my take on it. It's fun. What harm can it do? If you want to be a radio character, if that means when you do your gig, you do a better gig, then you call yourself a freaking radio character. Call yourself a radio donut if you want. Who cares? So long as it makes you work better and do a better gig.
Let's see what happens. Only time will tell.
Jam donut.
Thank you for listening to your Radio Star podcast episode 2. Nails has something to say.
I'd just like to apologise to all the little children listening for the foul and abusive language.
It's spouted
out of my mouth earlier on, but fuck me, that was...
Radio Star.